Divine Office, Daytime Prayer. Let us now pray midday prayer using the current psalmody. God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia.
The King of love, my shepherd is, whose goodness fails me never. I nothing lack if I am his, and he is mine forever. Where streams of living water flow, my ransomed soul is there. Perverse and foolish oft I strayed, but yet in love he sought me, and on his shoulder gently laid, and home rejoicing brought. In death's dark vale, I fear no ill. With you, dear Lord, beside me, your rod and staff, my comfort still, your cross before to guide me. You spread a table in my sight, your unctioned grace bestowed. So through all the length of days, your goodness fails me never. Good Shepherd, may I sing your praise within your house forever.
Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart.
Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart.
Teach me the demands of your precepts, and I will keep them to the end. train me to observe your law, to keep it with my heart. Guide me in the path of your commands, for there is my delight. Bend my heart to your will and not to love of gain. Keep my eyes from what is false. By your word, give me life. Keep the promise you have made to the servant who fears you. Keep me from the scorn I dread, for your decrees are good. See, I long for your precepts, then in your justice give me life. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. In your justice, give us life, Father. Do not allow greed to possess us, but incline our hearts to your commands. Give us understanding to know your law, and direct us according to your will.
I will bless the Lord at all times, his praise always on my lips. In the Lord my soul shall make its boast. The humble shall hear and be glad. Glorify the Lord with me. Together let us praise his name. I sought the Lord and he answered me. From all my terrors he set me free. Look towards him and be radiant. Let your faces not be abashed. This poor man called. The Lord heard him and rescued him from all his distress. The angel of the Lord is encamped around those who revere him to rescue them. Taste and see that the Lord is good. He is happy who seeks refuge in him. Revere the Lord, you his saints. They lack nothing, those who revere him. Strong lions suffer want and go hungry, but those who seek the Lord lack no blessing. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Come, children, and hear me, that I may teach you the fear of the Lord. Who is he who longs for life and many days to enjoy his prosperity? Then keep your tongue from evil and your lips from seeking deceit. Turn aside from evil and do good. Seek and strive after peace. The Lord turns his face against the wicked to destroy their remembrance from the earth. The Lord turns his eyes to the just and his ears to their appeal. They call and the Lord hears and rescues them in all their distress. The Lord is close to the brokenhearted. Those whose spirit is crushed, he will save. Many are the trials of the just man, but from them all the Lord will rescue him. He will keep guard over all his bones. Not one of his bones shall be broken. Evil brings death to the wicked. Those who hate the good are doomed. The Lord ransoms the souls of his servants. Those who hide in him shall not be condemned. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Graciously hear us, Lord, for we seek only you. You are near to those whose heart is right. Open yourself to accept our sorrowful spirit. Calm our bodies and minds with a peace which surpasses understanding.
Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart.
A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. With shouts of joy proclaim this, make it known. Publish it to the ends of the earth and say, the Lord has redeemed his servant Jacob. All the ends of the earth, alleluia,
have seen the saving power of God. Alleluia.
Let us pray. Almighty, ever-living God, who in the nativity of your Son established the beginning and fulfillment of all religion, grant, we pray, that we may be numbered among those who belong to him, in whom is the fullness of human salvation, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever.